Part 1. The Unexpected Ways We Defy Logic at Work. Chapter 1. Paying More for Less. Why Big Bonuses Don't Always Work. Imagine that you are a plump, happy, laboratory rat. One day, a gloved human hand carefully picks you out of the comfy box you call home and places you into a different, less comfy box that contains a maze. Since you are naturally curious, you begin to wander around, whiskers twitching along the way. You quickly notice that some parts of the maze are black and others are white. You follow your nose into a white section. Nothing happens. Then you take a left turn into a black section. As soon as you enter, you feel a very nasty shock surge through your pores. Every day for a week, you are placed in a different maze. The dangerous and safe places change daily, as do the colours of the walls and the strength of the shocks. Sometimes the sections that deliver a mild shock are coloured red. Other times, the parts that deliver a particularly nasty shock are marked by polka dots. Sometimes the safe parts are covered with black and white checks. Each day, your job is to learn to navigate the maze by choosing the safest paths and avoiding the shocks. Your reward for learning how to safely navigate the maze is that you aren't shocked. How well do you do? More than a century ago, psychologists Robert Yerkes and John Dodson performed many versions of this basic experiment in an effort to find out two things about rats: how fast they could learn, and more important, what intensity of electric shocks would motivate them to learn fastest. We could easily assume that as the intensity of the shocks increased, so would the rats' motivation to learn. When the shocks were very mild, the rats would simply mosey along, unmotivated by the occasional painless jolt. But as the intensity of the shocks and discomfort increased, the scientists thought, the rats would feel as though they were under enemy fire and would therefore be more motivated to learn more quickly. Following this logic, we would assume that when the rats really wanted to avoid the most intense shocks, they would learn the fastest. We are usually quick to assume that there is a link between the magnitude of the incentive and the ability to perform better. It seems reasonable that the more motivated we are to achieve something, the harder we will work to reach.